listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Ellen Ellis, and this is episode number 1126. We're talking today about Rob Schneider is a carrot. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Okay, let's get to it. Vigard made his acting debut at La Mama Experimental Theatre Club, where he worked with them to play a carrot in a production with the late, great Robert Schneider and his wife Jean-Claude Van Damme. The premise of the film was that Bugs Bunny is competing for the Oscar for Best Actor. The cartoon marked the first time the rabbit would evolve into its current form, which is almost unrecognizable compared to its original form. In the fictional trailer, he plays a hare with the same name as his real-life counterpart, Bugs. He also proved his acting skills by transforming himself into the roles of Bing Crosby, Edward Norton, and even John Travolta in the film's opening sequence. While the speaker lists the characteristics of the winner, Bugs turns into Charles Boyer to illustrate his ability to apply them. He demonstrates his character portrayal by becoming Frankenstein's monster and romanticizing a carrot. Rob Schneider plays the role of Rob Carrot Hilliard alongside actor and friend Adam Sandler. The film Judge Dredd also bears a resemblance to Rob Schneider's portrayal of the character in the television series Rob Carrot Hilliard. The film follows Lenny Fader, who reunites with his former co-star Kurt Russell. If someone is a fan of his actor, they would know that he owns his own production company, Happy Madison Productions. Schneider has appeared in numerous Sandler films, including Don't Mess with Zoan and The Big Lebowski. The crew reunites to learn more about Fader's past and his relationship with his former co-star Kurt Russell, who is in the midst of a divorce. Maya Rudolph joined the cast of SNL in 2000 and became known for her role as host of Saturday Night Live in the late 1990s and early 2000s, as well as her roles on The Daily Show and Community. Rudolph also played a judge on The Good Place and made her first appearance on the CBS sitcom American Horror Story in 2012. She became known for her appearances in various comedic roles, including Saturday Night Live and Community, as well as several episodes of America's Funniest Home Videos. Arrested Development, Netflix has revived it and apparently thought they could bring it back if they were. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing depends on what you think of Schneider's kind of comedy, but I'm in favor of it. Buyers who don't have much experience booking famous acts find the process frustrating when they try it alone. Rob Schneider's agent, who specializes in booking, can use this reputation and relationship to help you navigate the entertainment buying process and get an offer to book him seriously. The scripted series is one of the most popular comedy shows on television and can be watched for free. Drew Barrymore plays an accident victim who, when she falls asleep, forgets everything that happened to her the day before. The day is a Sunday, her father's birthday, and she freaks out in the morning when she realizes that more than a year has passed since then. Artists and managers want to know that everything is handled correctly, so they provide them with a show that runs smoothly from start to finish. Then we meet Henry Roth, played by Sandler, who is a Marine vet and notorious womanizer. One day Drew Barrymore takes up her job as an assistant to the park's owner, and then she meets Henry and his wife. It's a romantic comedy that stupidly grapples with the question of predestination and will end the day. The new comedy, 51st Dates, was shot mostly on Oahu, but begins in Hawaii, where Sandler and his co-star Drew Barrymore meet for a few months before all memories of their time together disappear. If you are wondering how much it costs to book Rob Schneider for a private party he will play at, call our office at 212-645-0555 and fill out our entertainment request form. One of our booking agents will help you hire him for private events anywhere in the world. If you are wondering how much it costs to book Rob Schneider for a gala he will perform at, call our office at 212-645-0555 and fill out our entertainment request form. A Rob Schneider agent will be happy to help you with your booking and we will even take care of your booking with him. How do you hire him from a booking agency that books concerts at colleges and universities? It's simple and hassle-free, with an agent in our offices in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, London, Paris, Tokyo and many other cities around the world. Call our office at 212-645-0555 and fill in our request form. One of our booking agents for Rob Schneider will help you book him or other entertainers or celebrities for your next fundraiser or gala anywhere in the world. A booking entertainment agent will be happy to help you hire him for your wedding. He or she will also be on hand to ensure that the booking for his or her wedding is carried out properly. Episode 1126 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ellen Ellis. Adios.